Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. With me live in the SDPP studios at the University of Sioux Falls, now we have Michael Yeager. He is associate producer for White Wall Sessions and White Wall Sessions creator, director, executive producer Jeff Zuger is with us as well. Michael, welcome back.
Hey, thank you.
And Jeff, welcome here for the first time. It's nice to meet you.
Thank you. I've actually been here, not with your
with
show,
me.
But I've been in this room before.
Yeah. So, Okay. Yep. All right. So season six is coming up. Where do you want to begin? Let's talk about season six first.
Wow. We have.
You know what? Before we do that, let's tell people what White Wall Sessions is. I think everybody in the state knows by now, but they might not. So Michael, give us an overview.
Absolutely. The White Wall Sessions is an innovative TV program, which we highlight and showcase musicians, not only from South Dakota, but actually all over the United States who travel to South Dakota. We capture them on six high-definition cameras and put it on TV on Kello Saturday nights at 10:30.
Is this your idea, Jeff? Is this something that came out of where for you?
It was a collaborative effort. Dave Palmer, who actually designed this room that we're sitting in, he's been a business partner and associate of mine for a long time, and we kind of came up with this idea. It started out as a Facebook project to do one video and put it up on Facebook and see what happens. And 5 years later, here we sit.
Did you anticipate that? Once we got the
TV show, then it was like, all right, this just became real. You know, this became serious. So, but those first couple of years were a huge struggle. We didn't know what we were doing.
Yeah. And now Last Stop CD Shop is where you're based out of, right?
Yep.
With my friend Jennifer White, the great artist who has a studio gallery there as well. So what's the, tell me a little bit about the atmosphere then of just creating the show. How has that also sort of been part of this process? It's about more than the TV show. It's about the creation of that and the audience connection.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's what we like to call it is a real experience of music. There's a lot of money put down into the studio down there. We have K13 that lines the wall. It's a very soundproof room. You're pretty much a couple feet away from a musician at all times when they're performing. It's an experience unlike any other. We're working really hard to kind of develop the room, not only to do the White Wall Sessions, but to have some other fun events. This week, we actually have a play coming down there, Crimes of the Heart, which is going to be a fun production that'll be Friday and Saturday night and Sunday afternoon. If you go to our website, thewhitewallsessions.com, we got more.
Tell me a little bit about sort of repurposing that for theater. Do you have to make changes? Are there certain theater productions that can use that space?
Well, this is the first one we don't know how it's going to go yet. Right. So we'd probably be able to tell you a little bit more next week. But as far as what this set is they just brought in, it's basically, it all happens in a kitchen. Mm-hmm. So there's a stove and some cupboards and
refrigerator,
real simple. They just keep the white walls around it, and it's just kind of a, it's independent theater, I guess, maybe you would.
Okay, so you're at that moment now where this is the first time that you're doing it. We could be here 5 years from now and saying, wow, we created a space for independent theater in South Dakota that did not exist before.
Yeah, maybe.
We'll see.
We want to do as many, we'd like that room to be as open to as many different functions, and we've talked about having some film festivals down there.
Right.
It's just a great sounding room, and it's, it's by the art gallery there, and Last Stop's a really cool place. It's just a great environment.
What are you finding out about what the community wants?
That's a tough question. I mean, we're always listening to the community, and Sioux Falls is full of great artists and musicians. The Midwest is full of great artists and musicians. Yeah. We want to try some things new with kind of the cultivation of the arts and culture of Sioux Falls. It's really expanding. I mean, South Dakota Rights is going on. There's a lot of different projects, independent nonprofits going and really honing in on the arts as of right now. And I think we're part of that. And we want to show our support in different ways. And we're going to try new things out. We fall flat on our face.
So here's one of the questions, because South Dakota Public Broadcasting has a statewide audience. And when I think of White Wall Sessions, I think a lot of these artists, might play in Hill City or might be playing in Rapid City and then come through, right? So it becomes a statewide show even though the actual venue is in Sioux Falls. Are there other ways to do that, or do you, how do you sort of balance that? We're Sioux Falls people versus, you know, we're, we can be so much more. That,
I mean, music's music to me. I mean, I don't know anybody on Austin City Limits, but I still watch that show. You know what I mean? Right, as far as it kind of, you know, I don't really know. That's a great question, Michael. I don't know.
That is a great question. I think the beauty of the White Wall Sessions is that we've learned a lot in these past 5 years, and it's fun to see our friends and musicians who have been on the program meet up with each other, tour together as well.
Yeah, that's been cool to see. We've helped cultivate a lot of relationships.
Right, that's kind of what I'm getting at. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that sense of...
Even people in the cities and some of the artists around here in Duluth. And it's crazy how people hook up through, you know.
Right.
When the artist applies to the show, when we're in contact with them, we do provide them a list of venues throughout South Dakota, and we hope that they try to make as many of those as possible.
Right,
Kimball, South Dakota is a great example of the Back 40 and Kiki and everything that she does out there. Hill City is another prime example of that, too.
I do not know about live music in Kimball.
Oh,
I only know about their peanut butter shakes.
Oh, there's a lot going on.
I don't know
there.
If it's the same place, but I don't,
Yeah.
Right. Well, I don't mean this. Yeah, that's my experience with the entire community of Kimball is based on peanut butter shakes, which is a great place to begin. But now I'm curious and I want to know so much more, because that's not that far of a journey.
No, well, I think she's actually in the process of moving to Mitchell.
Is she?
Yeah.
Interesting.
She's got a new place there. But
And then you have this whole, you know, the online component and the fact that people from Minneapolis, from Austin, from New York City, feasibly, could really connect to our music scene as well.
Absolutely. And we've done a lot of work. Our host and kind of our web developer, Dan Schaefer, he's designing a new website for us right now, which is completely focused about the videos that we do. And the great thing, and I've been on the musician side of working with Jeff as long as with the associate producers, we get to use these videos that he's produced for free. And we get to show those to different venues and different places that we try to go and play at. Yeah. It's providing a quality service for these bands at really no cost.
Plus social media.
People share it all over the
place.
Yeah. Kind of watching our YouTube stats of the White Wall Sessions, too. We're getting hits from 160 countries, weekly. I mean, this is pretty cool. It's just ever-growing the more music that we release.
Yeah. So we talked about the play this weekend, and now let's go back to season six and some of the artists we should really definitely talk about who are coming up.
Well, you know, obviously we haven't seen them perform yet. We're just going by their videos and their submissions, but we had over 150 people apply to be on the show this season. So we have to turn down twice as many people as we can take on. So it's always difficult when there's people that you want to get on and, you know, there's just not room. But I'm super excited about it. We've got one guy that we haven't scheduled yet that's going to be pretty cool. I shouldn't even say his name. I shouldn't even have brought it up. Sorry. Just mark your calendar for June 20th.
All right, so you start filming like next month, and then the new season is released in June?
How does this work? New season is actually released in September.
Okay.
Yep. We work on a basis of TV scheduling of Kelloland. The exciting thing is now that we're at Last Stop on East 10th is that we're inviting the public to these shows. And for $5, you can come and see these shows at a really intimate venue. Again, where you're just a couple feet away from the musician performing. It's quite an experience for the band. I feel that they're on cloud nine every time.
They always have a smile on their face when they leave. They really do. And then, you know, we try to send them downtown, and their whole experience of Sioux Falls is usually quite good.
What's been really fun for us is seeing these bands come back, you know, the festivals, Jazz Fest, River Fest, or even the Icon or the other venues in town that are getting people back. Fernson's done a great job. This week we actually have two Minneapolis groups coming on Thursday night. For the Pink Moon Room is what we're calling it, where we kind of dress up the room a little bit with some mood lighting and some backdrops. Again, an intimate experience where we don't film anything. We just let the bands play. So kind of a premier venue that we're looking to really expand this year as we move along, looking at plays, looking at maybe comedians, more music. We love it.
So let's talk a little more about Pink Moon Room. And is it seating? Is there a table seating?
It's the same room, we just, like Michael said, we turn off all our big, soft, bright lights for the white wall session. Yeah. We've got a blue wash on the background. We've got this kind of illuminated pink moon that we bring down. It just has a whole different vibe to it.
And so then this is no cameras, and it's just us, and you're having that live music experience that you can't have.
We don't disallow cameras, but we're not recording it anything.
Right. Interesting. And is that just starting? Is that this weekend, or is it, if you had a couple goals with that?
When Jennifer White does her, Jennifer White, the artist next door to us, she hosts a party every final Friday of the month. Yeah. And usually what happens is we'll bring a band into our studio, or Jennifer will bring a band into our studio, and we'll just kind of have an open flow of the space, let people check it out. And we dress up the room kind of in the Pink Moon Room fashion. It was kind of a whim that Jeff and Dave kind of threw together.
Yeah.
I went there one afternoon. And it just blossomed into something.
I think, Jeff, there's a lesson here.
Just try it.
Just listening to you for other artists. Just try it and see. So what's your relationship with if something goes wrong? It seems like it's just part of the process for you.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yep.
Has anything gone really fully right?
No. I tell you what, we are getting, we mentioned Dan Schaefer earlier, doing some really cool things with the website, which excites me. Plus, he's been working on our internal workflow, I guess you would call it, our communication with the artist, our communications amongst ourselves, is all becoming this one place you can go to now, which is very exciting. Just on the back end of it, I mean, when you are communicating with people on, you know, email and Facebook and texting, and there's so many things, and this is going to work really well for the internal part of what we're doing.
And on the front end, too, I hope the venues or the business owners of South Dakota are listening, too. We're categorizing everything that we've done, and we're listing out all the musicians that we've worked with. You can easily access these videos by a click of a button and just kind of a free fall down into a wormhole of videos that we've produced, and it's
and sort by geography, sort by
name.
It's just going to be a real cool website.
What are you proud of right now, as far as where you've come and where you're currently at? What maybe pride's not the right word, but what are you satisfied with, and then where are you dissatisfied?
Having the studio facility that has been provided for us is truly amazing. I mean, it's a dream come true, kind of, you know. But then the quality of our crew and the quality of the people of our crew, and just, you know, all the musicians has been.
You get to see I feel like we do Moment in Sound every Friday on this program, and I get to sit in this space usually with someone, you know, creating music right there. And every Friday, I'm just like, man, I'm lucky.
Yeah.
I mean, this is it feels like a very fortunate place to be in, where you get to bring this music to the region, but also you get to experience it yourself.
Yeah.
It's selfish.
Yeah.
Generosity.
It's a good job. Doesn't pay much, but it's a good one.
Michael Yeager, Jeff Zuger with the White Wall Sessions. Any final thoughts in our last 15 seconds here about where people go find things, what you want them to do this weekend?
I would just encourage everybody to, you know, follow our social media, and all the events are going to be listed all season long. So come down and see a show.
Yeah.
We'd love to have you.
Check out the South Dakota Public broadcasting calendar as well. We'll be putting all our shows there.